Hallelujah. Do you realize that he's yours? And he's with you all the time. And whatever your need, he's right there to handle them. Hallelujah. He is personally yours. Praise God. You can use him whatever way you might need him. It's just like anything else you claim to be yours. You wouldn't get nobody permission. You just go and use it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you don't need nobody's permission to call on Jesus. All you just need to know his name and who he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the 22nd day of the new year. Tell somebody I'm still here. Hallelujah. Anybody glad to still be here? Hallelujah. For this is another day the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad that he allowed you to be a part of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't have no right to complain. Although we do. But we ain't got a right to complain. Don't have no reasons to complain. Hallelujah. Because you're in the end of the day, you're going to have to accept what the day brings. Hallelujah. Or else move out of the day. That's the only way to avoid it. It's to move out of it. Ain't nobody ready to go yet out of it. Right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we're just thankful to God that he has allowed us to be here yet another day. We give glory and honor and praise to God, our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has brought us together one more time and allowed us to sit here in his holy house. Hallelujah. We praise God for his Son, Jesus, who gave his life that we might live. Praise God. To our presider, Elder Bush, and to the alternate, Dr. Steve, and to all our other ministers, Elder Ross, Elder Lewis, Reverend McLaren, Elder Kinsey Green, Lewis again, and Giss, and anybody else that I miss anybody? Swenson, Minister Swenson, okay, and Ella Swenson. Hallelujah. Okay, now I got all the names calling in for the year. Right. So we praise God for you, to our deacons and our mothers, and to all the elected officers of the church, and to every lay person in the house. Everybody should be covered. Praise God. And if you didn't, if I still missed you and you think I did, just to be reminded that it's not about you. It's about him. Hallelujah. What time is it?
Good news time.
Good news time. And it's good news in this bad news world. So we're coming to bring you some good news. God's holy word is good news. Hallelujah. It's a word of deliverance and victory and hope, joy and peace. Good news. You should find it in the book of 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter. verses 1, 2, 3. Father, in the name of Jesus, stand near you, the spiritual man, mental man, physical man. Put them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor. Speak a word now through this vessel that your people may be empowered with your word. Speak a word that will cause them to put the word into action and let it be real and come alive in their lives. In the name of Jesus we pray. Let your word bless whom will hear it and deliver all that's kept it and set them, make them free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you have it? For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our house, which is from heaven. If so that, and so being that, clothed we shall not be found naked. The person said, neighbor, our earthly house. I want to spend just a few minutes talking about the earthly house. Okay, first of all, we know that a house is a building that one dwells in for cover and comfort and protection from the weather conditions. A house is a place that one feels more comfortable in than any other place, than we then give the term home. And no matter where you go in this world and all the wonders that you may see while you're traveling through the world, it just doesn't feel like home. Hallelujah. And you can feel, you feel more at ease and more relaxed for some reason at home than you do anywhere else. Or to, when you're somewhere else, you seem like you may be dependent on somebody. But when you're home, you know, you do what you want to do. Glory be to God. We have this earthly house, and this house that we're dealing with at this point is not a house that like the home that we got built with brick and mortar or wood and whatever else they may have it built out of. We're not talking about that house. Okay? But we're talking about the house that your soul is encased in. The Bible says that God form man from the dust of the earth, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And so it's the soul that is alive. The house, the frame that we look at, is just here to house that soul. And this is the house for earthly living. All right. But as we know that this house is constantly deteriorating. From the day you were born to the day you die is a constant struggle trying to stay alive. Because although you've been growing for a while physically, and at some point or another, that growth seemed to have stopped. But what I want you to know is that we have a process that's called metabolism. And we talk about our metabolic rate. People who metabolic rate is high don't tend to gain weight because their body is burning it just as fast as it can be taken in. They may not be losing weight because the cells are being replaced. So you're still growing, although you don't seem to get no taller. You don't seem to get no bigger. But those of you who are like me, metabolic rate don't seem to be so high. And when I eat, my growth shows. I don't get no higher except for maybe the extra fatty cells that get under my feet or whatever and cause me to be higher. Okay. Have you noticed that someone who is large, when they sit down the chair, they seem so high up? It's because they have extra cushion that caused them to be taller in that way. Glory be to God. When you're born, that reproducted, so you're kept here through reproduction. You got here by reproduction, and you're kept here by reproduction. Your body continued to reproduce other cells all the time. In your body, your cells die and they're passed out. From the surface, they're shed. Okay? You can sometimes rub your skin with a damp cloth and notice that things be rolling up on it and make it look like you're dirty. Those are dead skin. All right, that your body once had living on it. And now it has died and the surface don't go back through your system to come out. It's on top, so it just come on off on the top. The other cells are brought out through your excretory system. Glory be to God. Do you not know that your blood cells, red blood cells, only live 90 days? And it has to be replaced. So your blood cells are being renewed every day because all of them are made the same day. All right? And so every 90 days, that cell was 90 days old, is dead. And it must be replaced. This is why you can give blood. Because your body continues to replace it. Glory be to God. Well, it's like the inner man, the Bible tells you, is being renewed every day. And this earthly house of, and I was about to say earlier, it reproduces, and your young years, the reproductive rate, which is called cannibalism is higher than the destructive rate, okay, which is called catabolism. Cannibalism makes metabolism. Okay, so we got two things that make up metabolism. Metabolism is talking about the total chemical reaction that takes place in one's body. Animalism is the building up. Catabolism is the breaking down. Hallelujah. And so the animalism outnumbers the catabolism, and that causes you to increase in stature. Glory be to God. And so as you increase in stature, you grow. Well, you get to a point where you stop growing because anabolism now, which was started out maybe like this, is now like this. They are at even keel. As fast as some is produced, that same amount is being destroyed. After a while, the anabolism start going down. Catabolism start coming up. Now you start seeing wrinkles. Okay? No matter what you're doing to try to get them out, it may blow up the surface, but they're still there. Okay? And they keep on. Till one day, the catabolism is too great for the metabolism, for the anabolism to handle, and so you die. And call you dying faster than you are living. And you someday have to move on out of here. Well, the Bible is saying here, when if this earth has not if I have the house of this tabernacle, will dissolve. If when it dies, don't get all upset about it. Those of you who are in Christ, okay, God has already prepared another building for you. This earthly house can't stay here. Our earthly house has its appointed time. The Bible said it's appointed to everyone a time to die. But when that time comes, God has made another house for you. And that house is not like the earthly one that you now share. See, even Jesus, who was God in the flesh, when he came, he had to take on this form of earthly house. But one of these days, we're going to be in a glorious body like he is. But in the meanwhile, this earthly house must go through some things. So it says, for in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon our house, which is from heaven. What it's saying here is that we go through some things, and we have a desire to be in heaven. Everybody in here, if you said who want to go to heaven when you die, I think every hand will go up. Meaning that desire to be in that heavenly house. Yes. But we don't want to do it now. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but we don't want to go today. So we groan with an earnest desire to be clothed. See, so right now we're clothed with a body that's dying. Bishop Freeman said we're in the land of the dying, trying to get to the land of the living. So right now we're in this body that's constantly dying. The word says we die every day. One of these days we're going to get to the place where we won't die no more. So we want to be clothed in that body of life where we won't die no more. So if he said if we're being clothed, we shall not be found naked. We're going to have a house that's eternal, meaning that it will live forever in the glory. For it said, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, and not for that we would be unclothed. See, in this earthly house, you're going to have trials, you're going to have tribulations. In this earthly house, you're going to have sickness, and you're going to have death in this earthly house. But one of these days, I shall be clothed in that eternal house. Where be no more dying, no more sickness, no more disease. This earthly house got to dissolve before I can get to the heavenly house. But in the meanwhile, hallelujah, I'm not walking by sight. I'm walking by faith. In the meanwhile, by faith tells me ticket won't be this way always. By faith tells me there's peace, there's joy over there in a blessed place where Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I come again to receive you into myself. And where I go, you know, and the way you know, this earth has, hallelujah, you got to go. But God has prepared for me. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He's prepared it for me. And one of these days, I shall transcend from the earthly house to my heavenly home. One of these days, I shall meet it for myself. I heard the word said, and somebody said in the song, oh, I want to see him, just to look a pretty face, there to say forever of his glorious grace. On the street of glory, there I lift my voice. Yeah, all this glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I be humbling. Yeah. Glory be to God. But I want you to know, you just don't walk in there any kind of way. You just don't do it as the call you want to. Hallelujah. But you got to be ready. You might be watching for him to come. Because he's coming. He's coming back again. He's coming on the clouds. Every eye shall see him. Every tongue will confess. He's coming at a church that's clean and righteous. Hallelujah. The book of Revelation says, when he comes, you got to stay just like you are. Wherever you are, when he comes back, if you're holy, be holy still. If you're righteous, be righteous still. If you're unclean, be unclean still. Hallelujah, if you're hallelujah. If you are what you're going to be, you got to stay that way. Because he's coming, and you got to be ready, not getting ready. Ready when he comes. John said, in the other place, see, we want heaven here on earth. You can't have it here on earth and have it there too. In this life, you shall have trials. In this life, you shall have tribulation. In this life, you're going to have disappointments. Hallelujah. You're going to be lied on. You're going to be criticized. You're going to be talked about. You're going to be pushed aside in this life. But you got to do all that to get to heaven. You just don't walk in any kind of way. You don't have no free pass. Jesus paid the price. And he did it on the cross. Hallelujah. But Jesus also told you, you got to pick up your cross and follow me. The neighbor, you just don't follow Jesus without a cross. Hallelujah. So when things not going your way, don't get upset with a person. Just know it's your cross. And God will not allow it to come on you if there won't something in you you need to get out of you. But we resist and don't never get it out, so we have the same problem all the time. We got to stop resisting trials and tribulation. We got to take them head on and get out of us what God sees in us that you don't think you have. See, he knows exactly what you need. Amen. And instead of us accepting it so he can move you to the next level, we always talk about going to the next level, and all it is talk, because we never get there. We stay at the same place. About like I said earlier, you got that where the metabolism part is equal in our salvation. Some of us got there and ain't going nowhere. You supposed to stay up all the time. This part, the cavalism should be getting lower and lower. And what you talking about? The flesh in me, the carnal man, should be going lower and lower and lower as the spiritual man continue to rise. That's what Jacob was talking about. Every day I'm climbing Jacob's ladder. Every round get. What do you think them rounds are? They're trials. They're tribulation. The people talking about you, ostracizing you, treating you all kind of way, and calling you everything but the Son of God. That's what those rounds are. And you can't climb it if you're going to stop there and get mad with it and get resistant to it and fight it. Some of us are still on step number one. We haven't rose none. But as the fire comes, somebody said it best one time, use these as stepping stones to get higher. That's the rounds and the ladder. Step on up on the next one. It looks like it's worse than the bottom one because it is worse. The closer you get to Christ, the better it's going to be on you. Says, neighbor, ain't no freeloaders. Okay. You got, hey, you have a free ride. But Jesus bear the cross alone. And all the world go free. No. There's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. You can go through every fire and tribulation you got with joy. Hallelujah. And when you can do that, the devil can't do you no harm. You'll be able to do like I've been telling you for a while now. Bring it on. All you can do is bless me. We got to look at these things as blessings and not curses. Scripture says, we curse not when in the new body. See, we got a new body when we got saved. We got a new spiritual man. Now, when we get to the other side, we got that man by faith. He'll become reality in the heavenly place. See, right now we are saved by faith. What we believe and not what we feel. But most of us go on what we feel. Okay. We're saved by what we believe. But over there, you won't have to believe no more. You be in it. It will be real. But now we got to do it by faith. So we receive these things as blessings. Can we start thinking that way? It ain't going to come automatic. You got to want to do it. And you got to work at it. You got to present these bodies, and I'm closing. A living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. A living sacrifice. Not after you're dead. Too late to sacrifice then. Because you can't. Not when after you done got so you can't get around and do nothing. Right now while you are healthy. Yes. Okay, and if you're not so healthy, why you're as healthy as you are. Right now while you still can do something. Do it for the Lord. Don't worry about losing out. It's better to lose out on this side than to lose the whole other side. Okay. Because if you lose the other side, you know where you're going to be. In hell, with the devil and his angels, burning with fire and brimstone. So it's better to lose out here than to lose out for eternity. Okay. And our suffering, Paul said, it's just for a little while. But I believe somebody disagrees with him on that. But he said it. And compared to eternity, it is so. Because our life is not in a drop in the bucket. When you compare it to eternity. Amen. Amen. Time is winding up. Amen. And we are getting wind up as well. We don't have as many days as we had yesterday. And after the day, we won't have as many tomorrow as we got today. We're dying every day. And as I told you earlier, one of these days, the death gonna outrun that whatever revival is going on in your body won't be enough to keep it alive. Because we got to go. That's as sure as you're living, you got to die. And we started dying the day we were born. So it pays us to be ready. We don't know when, and we don't know where. Don't know how either. Okay? So we blame God for a whole lot of things, especially when it's a disaster. Some place say, well, devil, God, he wouldn't let that happen. We brought it on. He told you you got to die. He didn't tell you how you're going to die. So when you're dying, you're dead. Whether it's through disaster or natural, it got to come. And he didn't tell you how long you're going to be here. Okay? We know we got to go. There are people who died before they were born. Okay? So there's no age limit. Everybody's not promised longevity. So every day you get is precious. Every day you get should be a thankful day. Hallelujah. God bless you. That's my word. Remember, our earthly house, they got to go. And you're supposed to be preparing for your eternal home. This is what you're supposed to be doing now, is preparing for the eternal home. Okay. Whatever you're doing, it's supposed to be headed, aimed for eternal existence. And you shall do it in heaven with God. Hallelujah. Gospel invitation extended. If there's someone who needs to deal with the Lord in any way, form or fashion, now's your time to come. You choir singing, younger duck choir singing.